You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Earlier this month, the city of Los Angeles made history, becoming the largest city in the U.S. to raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour from the current $9.
And let's not forget why we set off on this path to begin with. The effort came from our belief that our hardest working men and women deserve to earn a wage that allows them to survive and thrive in Los Angeles. I'm confident that this policy will help that to occur.
Now the county of Los Angeles is considering matching that. And last November, Oakland residents voted to increase the minimum wage to $12.25 an hour. Since the new law went into effect in March, some business leaders in Chinatown say it's been particularly tough on their neighborhood. Four restaurants and six grocery stores have shut their doors in the past 2 months, and even more are considering moving out. KALW's Jack Detch went to Chinatown to take a look at what's happening and to talk with some of the folks.
$3.25 won't buy you a lot in today's marketplace, but imagine what it might mean if you were a business owner in Oakland's Chinatown and you had to bump wages by that amount for every hour worked. You might be inclined to cut hours or raise prices. Now, advocates who supported the increase, like Timmy Liu, are checking in to see how business owners are doing. Liu is the civic engagement coordinator for the Asian Pacific Environmental Network.
Do you know where we're headed, or am I?
We're going straight ahead that way, and then we'll cross over.
Fantastic.
We're off to Cafe Gabriella. It's a sandwich shop on the edge of the neighborhood. Looking around, there are pressures pushing up prices on rents and businesses everywhere. 5,000 new housing units are on the way, and they're not going to come cheap.
It's challenging. I was a restaurant rat growing up. I knew how challenging it was to pin all of these challenges onto a single policy. Sort of masks the sort of challenges that small business owners have on a day-in and day-out basis.
Liu says the city needs to play a bigger role.
Right now, we just don't have the enforcement structures to make sure that businesses are following this law.
Still, Liu says Chinatown has unique advantages.
Chinatown has a tremendous amount of foot traffic. So I think, will there be challenges to business? Of course. And I think that's why it's important to support the businesses now as they make that transition.
Liu taps me on the shoulder and points out a small storefront with a green awning. There are a couple of diners there, sipping espressos outside.
We are at Cafe Gabriella. This is a cafe and sandwich shop on 10th and Broadway.
Penny Balgado started this cafe 5 years ago.
Whole pork and a half salad. I need half soup, right?
Yeah.
Are you eating here?
There you go.
I was born and raised in the Philippines, so I have a lot of, influence, Filipino cooking. My mom, my grandma, my family just takes care of us through food. So I want to, express that, care for people in the community through, taking care of them through food.
All right, just go find a seat. I'll let you know when it's ready, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
For Balgado, who started off as a dishwasher, Oakland is the right place to do business, even with costs rising.
Oakland is like a city, but it has a small town feel.
Cafe Gabriella had to increase its prices to keep up with the minimum wage. But Balgado says her workers are happier, and it shows.
When people are happy to work at a certain place, it reflects to the customers, it reflects on the food and the product, and it reflects on the bottom and the triple bottom line.
But it's never been easy to tend to the bottom line in Chinatown. Part of the reason why businesses here operate on a shoestring is a history of redlining and discrimination from lenders. Minimum wage advocates insist that the new law isn't an effort to clamp down on diverse businesses. But Carl Chan has seen the impacts differently. He's a local realtor and a member of the board of directors on Chinatown's Chamber of Commerce. He advocates for a gradual increase in the minimum wage.
Carl, it's nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Chan takes me to see some of the businesses that have failed since the minimum wage took effect.
In front of us, there's a grocery store been here for, my God, I don't know for how many years.
He's talking about Sam Yik Market on 8th Street.
I talked to the owners. They have decided to close. We are not talking about only the business owners closing shop. We are talking about so many employees that are losing jobs.
Chan says it's not uncommon for businesses like this one to shutter in Chinatown, but they often return quickly.
We had business closed before, but just a matter of days or maybe a week or two, they will be reopened.
What makes this time so different?
The major difference is that the cost of doing business is so expensive and financing is not available.
And that's coming from Chan, who actually supports a minimum wage increase, just of a different kind.
I would like to see a regional minimum wage increase. So it's going to be not locally, but regionally, well-planned, and also possibly some exemption for some small businesses.
Without those concessions, it can be hard to survive. That was the case with Legendary Palace, a two-story banquet hall on 7th and Franklin Streets, on a prime corner in Chinatown.
So this is the restaurant I'm talking about, yeah.
In media reports, an attorney for the owners confirmed the increased minimum wage was one factor that drove the business towards closing and could discourage other businesses from coming to the neighborhood. For Chan, the personal element is the worst part.
This community is like a big family. So we lost a family member. So it is pretty sad.
When a restaurant closes, it's hard on this community. Now, it may also be a sign that businesses will have to change in order to survive. For Cross Currents, I'm Jack Detch in Oakland.